Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your networking computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
With Red and Pudding. I'm Red.
I'm Pudding.
Tonight, let's start it off with, I want to know how your day was, Pudding. How was your day?
Oh, goodness. I have monsters that are out to get me.
Are they like 3 foot tall?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And shorter and taller and taller. And they all
And really
are
cute, right? And really adorable, right?
Yes, they are. But they're the devils, and they're out to get me.
Well, of course, they're out to get you and your attention and food and allowance and all that great stuff.
And, you know, turn my kitchen into a slip and slide. My daughter dumped a whole tub of yogurt, and it turned my kitchen into a slip and slide.
All right, listen, before I clean that up, I would have played in it, too. I'm not going to lie. I'd have been that mom.
I was tempted, but the other kids were already falling on their butts, and I was like, it was funny, though. How was your day?
At least you watched it. My day, you know, if I could say no comment, I would, but when do I not have a comment? It was rather crappy. But
it's better
I didn't
now, right?
Listen, all morning, like I swear, from like 9 a.m. to like maybe 2 in the afternoon, I was interviewing people for our group. Like, I had never said the same exact words so many times texting things. And like, have you ever been in an adult group before? Do you promise not to report? Are you going to follow the rules and will you be active? I had to type that same thing out like 20 times. And every time it was the same answer, and every time it was like, all right, so now you got to go in there and you got to, you know, read and agree to the pin post. And then like, where's the rules? And I'm like, what do you think you're agreeing to? You know, like, or I got a bunch of people that applied to go to get into the group. One of them, well, what kind of a group is it? Honey, it says adult 18 plus. What kind of group do you think it is? 18 plus, that obviously means adult, 18 plus. What happens around that age? All right. Self-explanatory, but I still had to explain it. And then those ones that...
forehead moment.
Oh, my God. No, but those are the ones that are like, oh, my God, you shouldn't have. They wouldn't go. I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have. Like, come on. It said adult 18 plus. You really honestly shouldn't have even applied to come into the group. Really. Come on. Or the
right?
ones that are like, the ones that were so thirsty that on the thing I said, you know, PM me. And the PM was every half hour on the half hour. And I'm just like, dude, you're too thirsty. I'm not letting you in. Like, I'm the head honcho admin, and you're going to be like, barring me every half hour just to get in. I want to know what you're going to do in the group, because let me tell you what, if you bother me every half hour while you're in the group, we fighting. I'm going to reach through my freaking laptop and we're going to fight. You know what I mean? Like, every half hour, no lie. And then when I replied to this one, any guys had to have girls. In my opinion, if they can't find two girls to join the group with they're in that they say they're in, what kind of member are you in that group? That scares
exactly.
me. I'm not going to let you in if a girl isn't willing to hang out with you. I don't want you hanging around with my girl. Sorry. You know?
That's right.
Okay, so in our group today, we had a question. And we did like a little survey thing. People gave us some answers, and we threw ideas back and forth about it. What is something that the opposite sex does that really agitates you or bothers you, and why? And what can the opposite sex do to better that? So some of the answers were really everyday answers that we all have come across, and maybe it will help everybody out. Let's see. Top T, and hers was insecurity. I dated a guy for a few years over a decade ago. He was so insecure and paranoid, always accusing me of cheating. And in fact, I was in someone's basement cutting and dyeing her hair. The phone didn't have service, and that meant I must have been fucking another dude. It didn't last, and it didn't end well. It ruined the relationship, and it made me resent him. Listen, my reply to this is, and, you know, she agreed, lack of trust in a relationship is a relationship's worst enemy. Even more so when the lack of trust is carried over from a past relationship. As you were hurt by someone before, you can't bring it over to the next one, because the person who you're with there isn't that person. That person doesn't know what you've been through. They don't, and you could tell them all day, but they didn't experience that. So carrying it over, it's the worst enemy to your relationship. I've never been with somebody who would constantly accuse me. I know that I couldn't be with somebody who would constantly accuse me. I just couldn't. Like, you're going to constantly accuse me. I don't want to be with you, because that means, what are you doing? That's my opinion. What are you doing that makes you so worried I'm doing that? You know what I mean? Like, and maybe my mentality, I think, is a little different than others. If you're constantly throwing that at me that I'm cheating, are you cheating on me? What gave you that idea? You know what I mean? So I came home smelling like a different perfume. I came home smelling like perfume, not cologne, honey. That doesn't mean I was cheating. That means I bought a new perfume. You know what I mean? Oh, you didn't have makeup on when you left the house. That's something a friend of mine, she dealt with an ex. If she left the house not wearing makeup and she came home with makeup on, or vice versa, left the house wearing makeup and she didn't have makeup on. Honey, she could have built something and had to wash her face. You know how many times I've taken a sip of soda and it's on my chin and I had to wash my face because my cover-up was like, it was not blended? Like, come on, guys. If you have insecurities, don't take it out on the person.
You're getting a little choppy.
Am I getting choppy?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you now.
So if you have insecurities, don't take it on a new person. That person, they love you for you. They want to be with you. If they didn't want to be with you, with all that baggage that you obviously have that came with you, because you're that insecure, all that baggage you have that came with you, if they didn't want to be with you, they wouldn't be with you, baggage, dude. You know what I mean? So lighten up on that. However, being on the other foot, you got to think, come from a bad relationship, bad shit did happen to them. And while we can't put ourselves in those shoes fully and understand where it came from, we got to kind of open our eyes to it. Like, maybe say, okay, well, here, come to a happy medium. Here, all right, you don't trust me. How about you come with me one day and you see what I go and do at the house and I cut her hair and I dye and cut her hair. And you see how boring it is for a man to sit there and watch me do so. He'll never want to go again. He'll never question again. No guy wants to sit there and watch you dye and cut your friend's hair. We also got another one that was, this one was actually my reply. I assume you're menstruating because you're upset. Listen, fucker, did I ask you to get me a tampon? No, I asked you to pay the fuck attention. If I'm upset with you, it's because I'm upset with you because something you did, not because I'm on my period. Guys, every time a girl's grumpy, it's not because she's on her period. Chances are, I mean, she's not on her period every week. She's not. It's 1 week a month, hon. So 1 week a month might be her period. Yeah, the rest of the 3 weeks, guess what? It was you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I, oh my God, like, do you need me to get you a Mito? I hate that smart comment. Do you need me to get you a Mito? One, I don't even use Mito. Two, it's not my period. Although, I mean, you can compare my period. Some of them have been playing.
I know my ex used to do that all the time. He would be, you on your period, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, it's you. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. Yeah, like, when you're a mother too, and like your kid does something that it's a milestone and you cry about it. I would do that. I'd like cry about that, but I cried about it all. You know what I mean? It was like her word. I was crying, you know? And my ex-husband would constantly be like, are you going to start your period? And he's just like, really? Really? No. My daughter just moved. She just stepped for the first time. Of course I'm crying. And we're not just touchy on our periods. We're touchy, period.
Exactly.
There's a word difference in there. We're not just touchy on our periods. We're touchy, period. That's it. Like, we have way more sensitive needs than you guys have. Like, you guys will be sensitive about your football. Like, I've seen you guys yell. I've heard it all. Like, you guys get really vulgar and violent at football teams. All right. Now, pitch amount of into it about or our clothes. That's how we feel. Your team lost and you're that angry? That's how we feel when you misplay car keys. You know what I mean? And even if I'm the one that lost the car keys, you missed them. Just saying. Okay. Cap, I hate, right? That's the joy of being married, that you get to do that. You're like, yeah, I might have had the car keys last, but you lost them. This one's from my girlfriend. She says, I hate how guys message you when they barely know you, and it's because they want to have sex. No, dude. This cookie's not up for sale. You got to work for it to get it. Assuming I'm just going to give it up. All right. Listen, this was my answer. We share plenty in the groups. So for a person to message me out of the whack and say, hey, I want to see pictures of you, or I just want to fuck you. Like, guys, if the girl will fuck you after randomly messaging her, is that all you want? How many other guys did you do that for? And is that a girl that you trust your dick in? That's Nikki Stan. Is your dick in good hands? Like, seriously. Let's be honest. Like, what? I got think that, okay, I'm going to put my dick in this girl. I just met her. We're boning in a bathroom at a bar. Why would you even that? How many other dudes did she bone in that bathroom at that bar? Like, how many did she do that night? Just think about
before
it. She'll do
him.
It for you.
And
she'll
how many
do it for someone
do
else.
After?
Exactly. Exactly. Like, a woman presents herself as who she is. All right? So, if on your first, she boned on the first date a couple other times. All right? Now, did you bone them in that girl? On your first date, you boned this girl and you didn't use a condom? How many other guys did she do that with? You know what I'm saying? So, guys, if you randomly message a girl and she's like, yeah, come over, think again. Think again. Please think again. Think for your penis, not with your penis. All right? Like, seriously. And she said, it annoys the fuck out of me. I'm more than just an object for your pleasure. Well, I mean, I love you, girlfriend, but I've PM'd with you, and sometimes we have talked about men like they're just objects of our pleasure. And she said she's going to chew me out for this, but I'm telling you, girl, I know what we've talked about in PMs. But at least we didn't say it to the guys. Although I won't lie. When I'm talking to a guy and you know I will talk to him like a piece, like an object of my pleasure. If that's exactly how I'm seeing him at that moment, I'm not gonna lie. Like, okay, so if I want cookies, oh baby, sweet. But if I want booty, it's gonna be, yo, like fuck back. Calm the fuck down. All right. Put it in my mouth. You know what I mean? You're not going to be like, you're going to talk to him like he's a sex object because that's what he is at that moment in time.
Yes.
Well, at least I'm crazy enough to do that. Do you talk to Brian like a sex object?
Sometimes I do.
I could just imagine. All right. Actually, I was listening to his show, the Morning Cup of Sports. And it was the first time I tuned into the whole episode. And he was on a roll the other day. Like, on a roll. He usually is. Oh, God. Great. It was so great, though. He had Chris trying to talk like a southern redneck. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to talk like this in this accent. And it was funny. It was hilarious. And they were
talking about that one too. It was funny.
Well, they were talking about promotional stuff for the station, and I'm liking the revolution idea. I really am. I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, revolution, like, you know, the new age media. It's gonna be like internet's taking over everything, anyways. Yo,
it really is.
Now we're broadcasting on the internet, and look, I mean. Can I just say we got tons of hits last week, guys? Guys, our numbers was 800 downloads. Thank you, fans.
That is awesome. Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
awesome.
Fans. 100. Listen, I knew we had stats, but I wasn't paying attention to them. And really, Chris hit me up and was like, yo, you girls killed me. And I'm like, kill what? Like, you know, and that's the bad part, Danielle, is that we are not keeping track. We did not keep track. We had no clue until yesterday, the day before our next air, that we had 800. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone
yes, thank
who has
you.
Downloaded. Oh, my God. Bless you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. We love you. Without your downloads, we'd just be talking into microphones about nothing. Well, about dick pics and to ourselves. So basically, we look like crazy people sitting in our bedrooms talking about dicks. So thank you guys for downloading. So we're not crazy people in our bedrooms talking about dick pics. Now we're live
yes,
on here doing so. Okay, so here's another one. I want to find a guy one. Because, you know, I find a guy one. Da, 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 da. I know there was a guy one. There it is. All right. What about asking? This is from Honey. He says, what about asking the same damn question or questions over and over only to get the same response? Guys, that is not about me, just so everyone knows. I don't ask questions. I just tell things. All right. I can answer this one. That woman in her heart wants a different response and keeps asking to see if you notice why she wants a different response. it's not even the response that matters. It's not the response that matters. It's her insecurity and the question that she asked. Okay, so if she keeps asking you, what are you doing tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow? I want you to do something else tomorrow. She doesn't care what you're doing. It's not the question that she asked. It's not the response that she wants to change. That's her insecurity was in her question. So they thought, Larry. So say somebody keeps asking, well, what do you do at work? And they call you, or like your wife, they call you at work and they're like, what are you doing? You don't talk enough about your work at home. So she doesn't know that AM is your busiest hour. She shouldn't call you. You get what I'm saying? So it's the insecurity in her question. And this goes for guys too. Guys ask the same questions over and over. They do.
They do.
Oh my God. Babe, where's the milk? In the fridge. You know what I mean?
Where's have you seen my sock?
Where is it in the fridge? In the fridge. There's only one fridge. You know, there's only one shelf big enough to hold the milk.
Right.
So you tell me, like, how about you move the soda aside? Oh, look, milk in the fridge. But they did
have
ask you 12 times.
Like, have you seen a certain article of clothing? Yeah, it's right there in the basket. Where at in the basket? Move the clothes and look in the basket.
Yeah,
they're
not going to ask you that to take it without you knowing because you stole that shit.
You're wearing it.
I don't know what your sweater is.
Hey, Red, we have
a
caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you on the air.
Maybe if it will actually. Hello.
Are they coming over?
There we go. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Chris. All right, hey guys. Before we get into talking, I want you to know Chris has a show on the station as well. It's a college football show. Chris, why don't you tell us about your show, what time it is, all that great stuff.
All right, my show is Wednesday nights, 8 to 10 Eastern, and it's me and one of my best friends and softball teammates, and we just basically shoot the shit about college football, and we basically yell at each other for about 2 hours. So if you enjoy good-hearted banter, that's what we get. That's what we do, and we just basically have fun the whole time.
Now, the only thing I really know about is that how nice the guys' asses look in those tight-ass pants. Like, they're really – and Tom Brady. Tom Brady's dreamy. I don't care. I know y'all hate New England. Guess where I'm from. Guess where I'm sitting. And you know what? Tom Brady all day, every day. I don't know nothing else. But I know Tom Brady's hot, and he's with a Victoria's Secrets model, so that proves he's got a penis, too. What? All right, that's the extent of what I know about sports. I watch the Super Bowl every now and then when the Patriots go. Not gonna lie.
I'm not gonna lie. We don't really get into that because we deal with college athletes. So some of the people we're talking about might be minors. So.
I cannot even call it a show. Can go to show because I'm like, oh, look at that nice one. Oh, never mind. That's a 12-year-old. No. Then they should be wearing sweatpants. They shouldn't be wearing tight white pants. I'm just saying. All right. Well, let's get back on the subject now that we've talked about men's butts.
Before we get on the subject, I'm so glad you like the new tagline of our network. Because the brilliant mind that came up with that is loving the fact that you like it right now.
I know he is. You know, guys, it's a good thing, though. I used to work in the EDM music scene, and they had a crew. It was called Rabbit Revolution. And it was a revolution because what it was they were stepping outside of the box. They were doing what they wanted to do. They were being who they were. They weren't going by society's rules. There's also a festival up here. It's called Revolt. And Revolution, Revolt. Revolt is a festival that started for all the local DJs to be able to play on a main stage. Those local DJs to get the same feel and get the same vibes that they put in more work. The DJs work for pennies and they put in more hours of work, but they love their music. They're doing it because they love their music. You know, they're not getting paid a lot. Now, that is something they stand for. We're not getting paid for this. I'm not getting paid. Danielle, you getting paid? If you're getting paid, I want to rate.
No,
we want it because we actually like talking shit. Wait, no, Fon owes me Doritos. He owes me Doritos. I told him to pick him up on his way here in a comment. He was like, he said something funny about coming here, and I was like, you better bring me Doritos on the way.
You know, it's so funny that the Dorito thing got started. I stole Brian's Doritos while he was doing his show, and now it's a thing. That's so funny.
Oh my God, every time I see a comment on Facebook by Farmer, I'm like, you owe me Doritos. He doesn't even owe me Doritos. I actually ate my own Doritos that night and I'd eat them, but he owes me Doritos. We should actually have pictures of us eating Doritos on our talk on our page on Facebook, just so that way every time Farmer looks in there, he can be like, damn, I want a Dorito. Or me.
Well, I do have the picture of me still in the bag of Doritos.
Really? Why is that not on our page? How is that not on our page after last week?
Well, he was in his morning show and I snuck in behind Brian and stole his Doritos and went to the bedroom and I took a picture and I posted it on Facebook and I tagged him in it and I was like, this is love, stealing your man's Doritos when he's doing his show.
No, because you know he can't ask you to get him back.
Yeah.
Yo, I've had straight arguments over Doritos, okay? It's Doritos. All right.
Our demon stole the last of the Doritos.
Bag of Doritos. Like, if somebody smacking you or, like, saying you were better than them, like, I'm all that in a bag of Doritos. Like, that's what we would say.
Yes, I remember.
Right? I'm all that in a bag of Doritos. Nobody ever said I'm all that in a bag of Funyuns. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if they did say that, I would have looked at them really weird and been like, you're Funyun weird. You know?
Right.
Yeah, I made that up on my own. That was great, right? So, the next one. I hate when you meet a guy and you've been friends with them before, and then they're a completely different person after you dated them after a little while. All right. This is my... Obviously, you started dating them because the friendship and their personality is something that you were attracted to. What happens is comfort. When you're in a relationship after a month or so, and then, like, the first date wears off, the first time your bone wears off, you've already got the best blowjob, you're going to get some Marty and Kunani the best way he could. So all the newness wears off. Y'all are comfortable with each other. About the time that you are comfortable burping in front of him and eating a large meal in front of him is about the time that he's going to switch up. So how about this, ladies? Don't burp in front of him. Don't eat full meals in front of him. Keep shit new. Don't always let him know everything about you. All right, so don't walk in the bathroom and take a pee while he's taking a shower. You know why? Because that's a comfort zone. Once you get past certain comfort zones, they get too comfortable with you, and it's new no more. It's like they don't have anything to fear or be ashamed of. So they're not gonna be that same person that's going to impress you and look better for you. Because, like LL Cool J said in the song, I knew I had you, as crazy as it sounds. Bottom line, that's what happens. After so many months, they know they have you. So they don't, you know, it's the newness wore off. Basically, keep doing things that are going to, like, keep doing new things, adding different things. Or don't give it all up at once, man. Don't make it all happen in 1 month. Don't rush into it. That's another thing. Listen.
It took me almost 2.5 years to pee while Brian's taking a shower, so.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I am not the most ladylike girl. I don't know if you can tell. All right. So, you know that I like you and you're probably getting a second date if you're taking too long in the bathroom and I just walk in and I'm like, yo, push over. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I don't know. I got to go potty. Like, that's the thing. And listen, if you're taking too long in the bathroom and I got to pee, you're more girly than me and we can't date. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to date a guy that takes way. All right, my brother Rick, he could take 3 hours in the bathroom getting ready. And he doesn't wear makeup. You're not wearing makeup. You're wearing a t-shirt and boxes. How the hell did it take you 3 hours to get ready? I am all dressed up. I'm all dolled up. Got heels on and everything. I'm waiting for him. You know what I mean? How did that happen?
Good Lord.
Like, I think he's just in there secretly reading a book or something, hiding from people.
That or he could be giving himself pep talks in the mirror.
Popping pimples. Yo, you ever get stuck in the mirror popping pimples?
Could
Yo,
be.
If there's something that my ex-husband would say about if he had a pimple, I was popping it. I don't care. Like, I told you I wasn't ladylike. All right, like, he would get a pimple on his back, and I'd be like, oh, I'm getting that baby, right? That feet comfort. Women do it, too. We're different people after being comfortable. Like, you know, the first date, I'm not popping his pimple, unless it's on his nose. If it's on his nose, I'm popping that shit. I'm sorry, guys. Like, I'd rather see a red spot on your nose than something that looks like it's going to burst at any moment. You know what I mean? A little white shit dribbling down your nose. Like, no, I'm popping that. But I'm not going to, like, dig up your back. My ex-husband, I used to have to be like, I'll cook shepherd's pie for you. That was his favorite meal. I'll cook you shepherd's pie. Let me pop your pimples, like, trading. I don't know. Something in popping his pimples and him going, and like, in pain. I don't know. We were married. I did have a kid for him. So, you know, it might be just, you know, the small joys of that. No, pimple at a time. And yes, guys, women enjoy doing that. Like, I know that I sound like the biggest bitch on earth, but yo, ain't nothing feel better knowing that you just popped that pimple and he's like, son of a bitch. And you're like, yo, I just hurt you with a finger, one finger, and you's crying like a baby. Like, and I talk smack like that too about it. I'm like, yo, you're a cry baby, total smack.
I've done it too.
Baby cry, baby cry. Stick your head in apple pie. Like, that's some shit that I would say. I'm like, he's like, really, grow up, Nikki. And you're just like, that's really funny though. I have been told by my grow up a million and one times, but I don't want to grow up. I'm a crazy ass kid. I bet you can't guess what my next plot is. Actually, my next plot. What's my next plot, Chris? Tell us.
I've never had anyone pop my pimples.
No? Oh my God! Now I want to pop your pimple.
I've always had to do that myself.
How do you pop your pimple on your back? Oh, I'm the girl that would come running out. I'm like, pop this, babe, pop this. And I don't flinch and nothing over it. And then I'll be like, I didn't even flinch and you cried like a baby. No, girls won't flinch about that. No, girls, you can flinch.
I've never gotten one. I've never gotten one on the back.
And you don't flinch either. You've never had a pimple on your back?
Nope.
How'd you see your back?
Not in a spot I couldn't reach.
I get them, like, sometimes I'll get them, like, above my shoulder, because I've been doing the gym thing lately, and going to the gym every early morning, and, like, I'm noticing, like, up on my shoulder, where, like, I'll put my rag around my neck, like, I noticed that, like, a couple of times, and I was, like, in the mirror trying to pop them today, and that was, yeah, it wasn't very classy looking. I probably shouldn't be talking about it on live radio, but I'm gonna, and it was not pretty. I mean, there's nothing pretty about a pimple. That's why females want to pop them. Like, there's nothing pretty about a pimple. Like, hey, that's ugly. Let's get rid of it. And you know what? If a girl will pop your pimples and risk getting your pimple juice all over them, that's love, man. That is love. Love is wanting to hear you squirm under her finger while popping an ugly pimple. Just give her what she wants, man. I know, I'm weird. All right, how about being completely superficial, unclean hands, and having to keep your fingernails clean? Like, listen, being completely superficial. Yeah, like only caring about things that really matter. Like your reputation, things that you're not taking after. You're not going to take that to the grave with you. You know what I mean? Or something about, oh, I don't look good. And listen, like I said earlier, if a dude is spending 3 hours on his hair, I can't date you. I don't even spend 3 hours on my hair. I didn't even spend that on my wedding. Like, literally, I spent 10 minutes on my hair at my wedding. So if you're spending 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't spend that long. I brush my hair.
You don't spend that long doing all your girls' hair. Like, all your little girls, all the babies' hairs. You don't spend that long doing their hair.
No. About 20 minutes, I can get all the girls' hairs done.
Exactly. Oh, but we become pros at it, though. You become pro at it. And I've seen your girls' hair that's straight, right? Oh, straight hair is so much easier. All right, I have a cousin who has curly hair, and that poor girl, she has to sit to get her hair flat in a ponytail and not all bumpy. She has to sit there for like a half hour just in one area brushing it down. Man, my straight hair, I'm so happy. I tied in a ponytail, messy bun, and there's no bumps because it's so flat and straight. That's the Native American in me, the flat straight hair.
The longest I did take on somebody's hair was my son. When he was 2 years old, his hair was down to his butt. And he was so freaking adorable. I loved it. I'll have to send you a picture. It's so cute. His dad wanted it cut, but I refused to do it. And then he talked me into it, and I was like, well, we got to wait, because I measured his hair, and he had 2 inches to grow, and then we could donate to Locks of Love. So I got to grow it out for another year. And it took me a while to do his hair sometimes, to brush it out and make sure that it was all straight. But he had the most beautiful hair for a boy, I swear. Even the lady that cut it, she was like, he has better hair than most adult women.
Yeah, you know, my brother Rick, the one that I said spends 3 hours in the bathroom, that's probably what he's doing is his hair. Because my brother's, his hair is longer than mine right now. But he has, all right, you remember Tommy from the Power Rangers, that haircut? I don't know what the haircut's called, but that's what I call it. I call it the Tommy Power Ranger haircut, where it's long on the top and it's shaved underneath. It's really nice. I actually like that haircut on guys. And he wears a man bun. My brother wears a man bun, but he pulls that shit off. Some guys don't do the man bun. But, you got to know the exact spot on your head to put the man bun. Otherwise, you just look like a gay guy. Not that gay guys are bad, but if you're not gay, you don't want to look like one, right? So maybe that's what it is, because my brother will sit there braiding his hair and tying it into the bun. And I'm like, I don't even do that for my buns. Like, I'm putting in a bun. It's one scrunchie, and it's not going to be a circle-y bun. It's going to be the white girl messy bun. You know, you got hair sticking. And here my brother comes out with his bun is braided. I'm like, really? Really? That's not good. Really? He's actually talking about cutting his hair, though. I love long hair.
I like guys. Me too. I love guys with long hair.
God.
The way they...
Like Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall.
Like not messy long hair. But
yeah, not like messy long hair.
And pulled back a certain way. Oh, my God. Ugh.
And if they keep their baby hairs trimmed proper, you know what I mean? Like not all right, listen, when they do that weird shave the front line thing, you'll see a lot of ethnic people do it, they'll have the ponytail and the front end will be shaved a bit in the front too. I don't understand that haircut. That's ugly. I'm sorry. It looks weird. Why is that part shaved but not the rest of your head? It looks really weird. All right, so we got another one, and it says, don't tell women things that you think they want to hear. Just tell them the truth. Okay, so this can go either one. All right, listen. If I ask you, do I look good in this? Do not say I look pretty if I do not. I'm asking you because I don't want to walk out the door and there'd be a hole or dirt on my butt, or a shirt is missing a button. If there's something wrong with my outfit, if my makeup's running down my face, don't tell me I look pretty. You better tell me. Come over, lick your finger, rub my, like, come on. If you got something on, if you, come on, you know, Puddin', if Brian was to have something on the side of his cheek, you're going to lick your finger and get it off before he walks out that door, right?
Well, I would tell him to go wash it off his face.
No, I don't know. I'm like that. Come
no,
on,
I've done that
you.
To my kids. I've done it to the kids. If they have a...
You don't consider him one of your kids? But...
I really should.
Like,
like the big kid.
The biggest of them all. Like, legit.
Yeah.
And the first one to tell you to grow up. Like, the biggest kid that you got in your house, but they're going to tell you to grow up every time you argue. No lie. They're going to say, grow the fuck up. Really? That's what you got for me? That's your explanation as to how you fucked up? Grow the fuck up? Why do you even care? Grow the fuck up. Like, why do you not care? That's the sign of not being grown. Not caring. Like, not caring. Okay, so another thing that don't tell her a lie to cover what you didn't want to tell her. Don't do that. Like, all right, so you went out with the boys, but you thought she'd be mad that you went out with the boys, so you told her that you had to go clean the car out or something. Now she's not only mad at you for going out with the boys, but she's mad at you for lying to her. That's like double murder suicide.
It's
guys,
always better
like,
to tell the truth.
I mean, like, or not get caught lying. Like, don't, if you're going to lie, don't use it on something like that. What?
Well,
it's truth. All right.
This is what we just heard you say. This is literally what you say. Lie, but don't get caught.
No. I said tell the truth or don't get caught lying.
Don't get caught lying. Mean.
Yeah.
What's
don't
the,
get caught
what's
lying.
The other side of that? Is lie, but don't get
whatever
caught.
Whatever you want to take it to be.
Just make sure you don't get caught.
Don't get caught lying. I didn't say you lied. I just said don't get caught lying.
But Red, before you move on, to another one, I gotta back you up here. I gotta back you up to the first. The first response to the turnoffs.
Okay.
The one about you know, harassing your girl when she goes out.
Oh yeah, the trust thing.
I had the complete opposite of that happen to me. Like,
oh, she didn't really care about you enough?
No, my girlfriend would my girlfriend at the time would. She came home one day and she's like, "Oh, I'm going out with some girlfriends. We're going out to dinner and blah blah blah." And I was like, "Yeah, that's cool." I was like, "When I get home, I'm gonna sit here and watch the basketball game. Like, have fun, enjoy." I was like, "Tell the girls I said hi, and go on." She came home, and I was still up, and she was like, "You never called me. You never checked in on me." And I was like, "No, I didn't. Cause you said you were going out with the girls. Like, I don't care. Like, go out, have fun." Like, and she was so mad that I didn't call and like ask her that. She was. I remember the fight that we had. Cause she goes, "This is very Jeff for me. I could have been hooking up with some guy at the bar." And I just said, "Okay, I wasn't there."
Were
so
you hooking up with some guy at the bar then? Like,
yeah, I was like, you could have been. I didn't even think about it because I figured you were having a good time. So I just wanted to get that story in there because when I read that on the group, that was the first thing that popped. I was like, I was the exact opposite of that. I got yelled at for not doing that.
Do you want me to tell you why she was upset about that?
She
didn't feel like you thought she was. I don't want an over possessive man at all. I do not want an over possessive man, but I do want a man that. All right, if a guy's hitting on me in front of you, I don't want you to be like, let's see her get out of that one. Because, like, my ex-husband would do that. He would laugh about it. He'd be like, he would laugh at me and be like, let's see her get out of this one, you know? Or he would not step in until I was about to hit the guy. I think he just got entertainment out of it. Because I don't know if you could tell, but I just say what I feel or what I don't feel or think about. Anyway, they want to know that they're worth that fight. You know what I mean? But, all right, they want to feel like you feel like they could be taken away. You get what I'm saying? But, all right. If a guy, they want to know that you feel like somebody could go after them. Otherwise, they feel like you're not fighting for them anymore. That maybe she wanted you to join her and go out with her or to pick a fight where you guys could hate fuck later on. You know what I mean? Because I know sometimes, like, you know.
Is so awesome.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Sometimes I just pick a fight for that. Sometimes I just pick a fight for that. I'm like, why you didn't call me when I was at work? I needed some attention. Why? Huh? Why? And no question, no answer they gave me would be good enough until we win the bet. Fucking. Sorry. But that could have been what her problem was. You probably just need to fucking put it in her mouth and tell her shut the fuck up. Don't just do that. But no, really. This is why you call us so that I can tell you.
This is why I'm on the show so I can learn so I can get all these things out, so I can figure all these things out.
Oh well, all right. Nicolette Burris is not responsible for any views that come out of her mouth. I need one of the disclaimers for what I say myself. Like, I need a personal disclaimer. Like, do not listen to me. Put it in her mouth just because she said she was hungry. No. Best way to shut your girlfriend up is just saying, and she's not. But yeah. I'm just going to say, Chris, it probably was because she felt that you didn't pay enough attention to her or feel that a guy, like, she was worth being stolen away from you. If it makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
It definitely makes sense, but it didn't make sense at the time because I was like...
Oh, no.
If I was there, I would have been like, and a guy hit on you. Guys used to hit on my girlfriend, and I wouldn't do the get in front of that guy's face. I would just walk over to her and be like, "Hey, what's up?"
Nope, you do the no. Listen, see, that's where all of you mess up. Do you know how good of a blowjob you get if you come over and you be like, "That's my woman," and you be mad demanding about that shit? Yo, your dick's getting sucked so good. Like, no lie.
No, I didn't mean go up to her. I would go up behind her and look at the guy right in the face and just say, "Hey, what's up?" Like to see what they were talking about, and then I'd be, because I'm sorry, I'm not the biggest guy in the world, so I'm not, but I know if I get in a fight that it's going down, and I'm gonna walk away from the fight. I don't care how big the guy is, I'm gonna walk away. So I know if I start a fight with somebody. It's not going to end well.
All right, you know what I would do when girls would hit on my man? I would walk up to him, and I wouldn't touch him or nothing. I'd go walk up to him and be like, "Baby, can you buy me a drink?" He'd pull his wallet. I'd grab the wallet and walk away. That girl didn't stay around long. I didn't have to kiss him or flirt with him. I didn't have to say nothing rude to the girl, nothing. "Baby, can you buy me a drink?" When he pulls the wallet out, I take the full wallet and walk away. That girl's like, "He ain't got no money now. He ain't buying me no drinks. He's got a wife, so I ain't getting brought home." Yep. Ends all debate right there. Me taking his wallet.
That's a good move.
Yeah, right? You could tell I got experience, huh?
Mm-hmm. Smart move.
Oh, no, honey. He wasn't spending no money on that drink. No, he wasn't. Because if I saw him buying another chick a drink like that, that came up, and like it wasn't a mutual. Like, I'm not saying he can't go buy girls drinks. You know what I mean? We have female friends. They drink. If he wants to buy them a drink, fine. But some random little girl wants to come up and be like all over him, Yo, one, I'm taking his wallet. Two, she's going to feel like the biggest piece of shit on earth. Because everybody in the bar is going to look funky at her when they see me walk away with his wallet. Like, come on, everybody's watching that happen. Like, some bitch just grabbed that dude's wallet. Everyone's head spun. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So now she feels like a big piece of shit because the wife grabbed the wallet. And it was like basically calling her out without saying a word. In the nicest possible way. I found ways to do that because, you know, working in the club and doing the events, and we both work there. It's really hard. It's really hard because you have to constantly watch these little girls that they just want to rub elbows. They want to look cool and popular. So if they hang out with the guy who threw the party, who they think he threw the party, he was really, really, I did all that, you know, kind of thing. Okay. So they just want to look cool and hang out with him. They don't want him. They just want to hang out with him. But it's really, it's hard to be that girl and not be, to be the wife of that guy and not want to kill those girls. So you find different little ways, something like grabbing her wallet. Or if it's a guy to the girl and the guy's hitting on the girl, go over to your girlfriend and say, baby, your drink's gone. Now he's going to know you're ballsy enough to, your balls to interrogate. If you get too rude, you want a new drink, and you claimed your territory at the same time without starting a fight. That's the best way. Like, and Chris, that's what it was. If she wanted you to be more dominant, like, claim your territory. Piss on a fucking tree, man.
Yeah.
Like, that's mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, the equivalent of...
Girls actually like it when guys claim their territory.
Don't you pee on me, though, man. We'll fight. That's something we don't play. As freaky as I am, don't pee on me. Don't mark your territory in that manner. And no, I don't like hickeys. I don't like hickeys. I don't like when guys think that's marking your territory. Love bites. Bites. Love bites. I can deal with that. Hickeys, you know, those big ugly purple things that look like fucking, like, a vacuum attacked you in one. Yo, those are not pretty.
Awful.
They're on. I mean, if you're going to put them on, like, I'm not going to say I never had one. I remember getting my first ass whooping from my dad. Like, my dad didn't have a lay a hand. I mean, I was daddy's little girl. But I came home with a hickey, and he beat the fucking piss out my ass. He was like, you got a hickey? Oh, my God. That kid wouldn't come back to my house at all. I couldn't date him anymore. My dad threatened him with a gun. And the gun didn't have no bullets and didn't even work. It hung above the door. But he threatened every boy that walked in the house with that. I'm just like, that gun's broken, dude. Look at it. It's like fucking 300 years old. You actually believe he's going to shoot you with that? I was not afraid of the gun. The boys were afraid of the gun. All right, so, Chris, was that your question? Because you said, I have answers to the questions, but in order to get my answers, you'll have to listen to Talk Therapy. Did you have a question?
I got a turn off. And it's probably different than every other guy ever.
What, you don't like girl on girl, do you?
I don't mind. No, that I don't mind.
Okay, so then it's not different than every guy else ever.
No.
Actually, my brother does not like girl on girl. He broke up with his girlfriend because she wanted to have a girlfriend. No lie. He's very old-fashioned. He broke up with his girlfriend because she wanted to have a girlfriend with him. She didn't want the girlfriend on her own. She wanted the girlfriend with him. And he's like, you can do your thing with her, but I don't want to have two girls. I'm just like, how are you my brother? Like, you look just like me, but you don't like two girls. Like, I don't know. My girlfriend was sitting there with a girl, doing some stuff with a girl. I'm not sitting there. I'm joining in. For those guys that say I like to watch, are you stupid? Why watch when you can join?
Exactly.
If that's your girl, with that girl, these should be your girls. Okay, so your question.
I mean to cut you off. I want to get mine in real quick, and this time has flied by. I mean, we got like 5 minutes left, so.
Oh shit, we do too.
So,
all right.
Let me get this in real quick, and then you guys can do the what we learned and wrap it up. But here's what I don't like. I do not like the girl that tries to dress inappropriately for whatever setting you're going to. Like, if you're going to a club and you see the girl who's got the fucking, like, tight, like, basically wearing nothing, and Red, you'll know this because being in New England when it's like, you know, 10 degrees out, and you see the girls in like the hip tight like mini skirts, and I'm like, dude, like every other guy's like, oh, yo, check that girl out, and I'm like, damn that, I'm like. Jesus.
Chris, when you get off the show tonight, I want to go to my main account, and I want you to look at pictures of what I wore to clubs, because you probably just described half of my closet from when I was clubbing.
That was like our thing in college. Like, me and my buddy, we'd go out and we'd just walk by these girls and we'd just be like, girls, put some clothes on. You look like trash. Like,
oh no, listen. If it's cold, I wore leggings and stuff under. But like, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was single, I wanted guys to know I was hot and single. And the way that you let guys know that you're hot and single, even if you're not giving none up, you want the single guys to look at you be hot and single. So you're gonna dress so that hot single guys look at you. You know what I mean? You don't dress so that the respectable taken men look at you. You dress so this. So the single hot guys look at you, because those are the ones buying you a drink, not the guy whose wife takes his wallet.
That's the thing, though. I'm the complete opposite of that. Like, if I see a girl who's, I don't want to say like just wearing like, you know, frumpy clothes, but like if I see a girl out who looks good,
can wear regular clothes and rock it.
And in regular clothes, I'm more attracted to that than I am to the girl who's trying to get attention by what she's wearing. I'm like, that's a turnoff to me. I'm like, that immediately. I'm like, all right, you got a lot more going on than I need to get.
I have really loud outfits. There's always a lot going on in my clothes.
Your girl dressed right. That's when I'm like, this girl can look good in regular. If the girl can look good in regular clothes, then you know she can look good in the slutty clothes too.
She'd look great with no clothes, right?
Exactly.
I don't know, because you're talking about if she looks good in regular clothes, she looks good in slutty clothes. And I'm like, I wonder how she looks in no clothes. That's where my mind went there.
All right, I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, Chris, thanks for calling in, guys. Don't forget to catch your show every Wednesday.
And
yes, thank you for calling in.
Don't forget, we are the revolution. AFS is the revolution.
We are the revolution. Yeah, I feel like we need to make a song about this. Okay, guys, so what did we learn today? Danielle, what did you...
You got
I learned how to
what?
Shut my girlfriend up. I know how to shut my girlfriend up. Thank God I don't have... That's why I don't have a girlfriend anymore. Because the way I shut her up. All right, we also learned that if she says you're not calling her and checking on her, it's not because she was cheating. It's because she wants you to pay attention to her, to claim her. It's a dominance thing. She wants you to be proud that she's yours. What did we learn about? If you're going to tell a lie, all right, listen. Don't tell a lie or don't get caught telling a lie. All right? Do not get caught telling a lie. We learned that. That's a good learning. Caught telling a lie. I gotta write that down. That's gonna be like my Facebook status. Don't get caught telling a lie. All right, the insecurity thing. Don't bring yesterday's issues into today's relationship. Don't do that. All right. What we'll go over was when guys chase a girl who never gives them a second glance, and the same girl, and that girl snubs them all the time, and one particular girl who respects them and always compliments them and is there for them, they don't talk to her. That's the girl that they push past. Stop doing that, guys. The girl that's not paying attention to you, she's not a chase. She ain't into you. The girl that's into you, you're totally looking past. Why? Even girls, too. Girls are guilty of this, too. The guy that's not giving you time, he doesn't want you. But there's a guy, Zia, that wants to give you all his time. He wants you. He's the one you get with. He's the one you marry. Because that guy actually gives a fuck. The other guy, he doesn't give the fucks. And guess what's going to happen? You end up fucked.
Exactly.
That's what we learned today. Have a good... Thanks for tuning in, guys. Have
See
a great
you next
weekend.
Week.
See you next week.